Hey, grown-ups! The holidays are coming up, and we here at Girl Tales want to offer you and the Tailblazer in your life something truly special. So, we are creating holiday stories just for your child. You'll choose from a selection of reimagined tales like The Night Before Christmas, or A Very Special Snowflake, or Silver Bells, and we'll add your child's name so that it's all about them. The episode will be emailed directly to you, and you can listen to it during the holiday season and for many holiday seasons to come. If you'd like a personalized holiday Girl Tales story, head to girltalespodcast.com/holidaytales and sign up today. That's girltalespodcast.com/holidaytales. This offer ends on December 21st. Thank you so much and happy holidays! Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Emma Faith. She is turning 9 this Friday. Emma Faith, I hope that you have such a wonderful birthday. Thank you for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you would like a birthday shout-out for your child, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is a story from one of our past seasons, but it is a favorite of mine. It's Marie, the Nutcracker Prince by Tessa Flannery. Enjoy!
Princesses, I shall rescue you from this dragon and this lava. Hup, hup, shoo, shoo, ha-ha! Boop, 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 Your Highness. Well, there you go. I saved you both.
Do you want to be a princess next, Marie?
Ugh, no way, Ramona. I always would rather be a knight or something. I do not like princesses.
Okay, so now you be the knight and marry my princess.
But I wanted to marry the knight.
Marie, it's time for ballet class.
I think you should marry each other and combine your kingdoms. Bye, Linnae. Bye, Ramona. See you when I get back.
Bye, Marie.
Bye, Marie.
Thanks for playing with your little sisters, Marie. I know they appreciate it.
It's fun sometimes, but I'm getting a little old for dolls and I don't like princesses.
There's nothing wrong with dolls or princesses.
Ah, but my girl likes football and pirates.
Dad, can we play football at the park today?
Absolutely.
After ballet.
Okay.
Okay, Marie, have fun. I'm going to run a few errands. See you soon.
Bye, Mom.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Kate.
Did you know that we're finding out our parts for the Nutcracker today?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hope I get Clara.
You'd be a great Clara, Kate.
What do you want to be? Clara, probably. Every girl wants to be Clara.
I'll probably just be a party guest or angel or something. But I really don't want to play anything too girly. Actually, I'd really like to be,
who? Students, time for class. Bonjour, students.
Bonjour, Madame Gabrielle.
Today is the day we are assigning you your roles in the Nutcracker. It's important for you to know that each of you is a fine, strong dancer, and I am proud of every one of you. The roles have been carefully thought out so that each student can dance their very best. Remember, there are no small parts, only small dancers. We cast the mice, bonbons, snowflakes and pages from the younger classes. From this class we will have angels, Marta, Virginia and Deja. Party guests, Lucinda, Francesca and Alexandra. The Sugar Plum Fairy will be danced by Kate. The Nutcracker Prince will be danced by Marcus, of course. And Clara will be danced by Marie.
But, no.
Marie, is something wrong?
I'm Madame Gabrielle. I don't want to be Clara.
You don't want to dance the role of Clara?
No.
Oh, what? My. Did she just say no?
Well, Marie, I am surprised. I assigned roles with great care. Is there a role you would prefer to play?
I was hoping I could be the Nutcracker Prince.
But that's a role for boys.
Well, Marie, I've already assigned that role to Marcus.
He's the only boy in class. He has to be the prince.
But what's going on?
This is unprecedented.
I don't understand.
Quiet down now, class.
Madame Gabrielle.
Students, I want you all at the bow. It's time to warm up for class. For now, let's continue with the lesson. We'll talk more about the Nutcracker tomorrow at the first rehearsal. Marie, how did it go? Congratulations, Marie. We get to be sisters.
But Kate, I know you wanted to play Clara.
That's okay. Sugar Plum Fairy is gonna be great. Is it really true that you would rather dance the Nutcracker Prince? What did you say, Kate?
Mom, come on. We gotta go. Gabrielle said I have to dance Clara.
Well, honey, I think that's awesome. You don't seem very happy about it, though.
I'm not. I don't want to play some stupid girly girl who faints all the time and has to marry some dumb prince. I would much rather save the day like the Nutcracker Prince. I don't want to play Clara. I won't.
I can see that you feel strongly, but honey, I think you're overreacting.
I'm not. If I have to play Clara, ballet won't be fun anymore.
I heard you two come in. Where's my prima ballerina?
Honey, this might not be the best time.
Dad, what is that?
Well, this is a sort of early Christmas present your mom and I got for you. Madame Gabrielle told us last week she was considering you for the main part in the Nutcracker. So we got you your very own Nutcracker Prince.
We didn't know you'd be so upset.
Dad, I don't want to play Clara. She's the worst.
Marie, please calm down.
I won't do it. And I don't want that stupid Nutcracker.
Honey.
Why are you both pressuring me so much? I don't want to do this. I quit ballet.
Marie, will you play princesses with us?
We need a prince to save our dolls.
No, I don't want to play dolls or princesses or any stupid girly stuff. Why is everyone trying to make me do only girly stuff? I mean, I like ballet. I don't want to quit, but I don't want to play Clara. Why can't I be a girl who likes sports and does ballet? Why can't I play the Nutcracker Prince? Why does it have to be played by a boy? Why? Wait. Why is that Nutcracker in my room? I ran right into my room. How could Mom and Dad have gotten him in here before I came in? That's weird. Maybe Mom and Dad got me two Nutcrackers? This one has a blue and silver uniform on with a sword and a tall black helmety thing. He even has black hair and a black beard. Oh, the hair feels soft and real. Wait a second. It seems like... Is he growing? Whoa! I think he is! So is my bed! So is my desk! This is crazy! I should get Mom and Dad. Wait. They're not growing. I'm shrinking! Help! I'm getting smaller! What just happened? I'm small! I can see the Nutcracker on top of my desk, which is so high. It's like a skyscraper. Oh, everything seems huge to me. My bed is like a mountain. My old toy fire truck looks as big as a real fire truck. How did this happen? What am I gonna do? What will Mom and Dad say? What if I'm stuck like this forever? Okay. I can figure this out. Maybe I'm dreaming. I'll pinch myself to see. Ow! I'm definitely awake. I think the best thing to do is to go get Mom and Dad. They'll be able to help me figure something out. Oh, but how will I get out the door? I closed it when I was big, and now that I'm small, I can't reach the handle. I wonder if I'm small enough to squeeze under the door. Ow. I don't think I can. How am I gonna get out of here?
Hello?
Who's there?
I could ask you the same question.
This is my room. Who else is in here?
I live here.
You live here? In my room?
Under this bed.
There's someone living under my bed? Whoever they are, they don't sound like a monster. Will you come out so I can see you?
Well, only if you ask nicely.
Will you please come out?
Certainly.
Oh! You're my old doll! Zaza! You're a little taller than I am now. I guess I must have left you under the bed. I'm sorry.
Not just me. All your dolls. We used to be your favorite toys. Now nobody plays with us.
I'm sorry. I grew up. And I don't play with dolls anymore.
Oh, well, I'll go then.
Wait! Don't go! I think I need your help.
Is that so?
As you can see, I've sort of shrunk.
Yes, I see that.
I've got to get to my parents so they can help me get back to my usual size. But I can't open the door. I don't think I can squeeze under it either.
That is a predicament. Well, we're going to need to all work together to figure out a solution.
You mean you'll help me?
I'll have to ask the others if they're willing. But in any case, I will help you. We used to have such exciting adventures together.
Where are the other dolls?
Oh dear, I nearly forgot.
What is it?
The others are hiding. It's nearly the time that the so-called Mouse King comes here.
The Mouse King? Like in the Nutcracker?
Yes, except he's very real and very dreadful.
How do you know when he's coming?
A yucky smell of moldy cheese follows the Mouse King wherever he goes.
Ew.
And he has a horde of other mice that follow him and do his bidding.
Why does he come here?
The Mouse King comes every Saturday night and makes all dolls dance with him and his court mice.
He makes you dance with him? Why?
Because it makes him laugh to see how much we hate it. He is the worst kind of mouse and the worst kind of king.
Can you just say no?
We always do. Then he threatens that he and his fellow mice will nibble off our doll legs if we don't dance with them.
That is dreadful.
Shh. Do you smell that?
Blech. It smells like moldy cheese.
Do you hear that?
It sounds like marching.
Hurry, we have to hide under the bed.
Can't we do something?
We can hide.
Halt! Make way for the king!
Humph! Well, well, well. Here we are, my mouse army. We'll camp here for the night. Tomorrow, we capture the apartment next door!
Huzzah!
My mice soldiers, it's been a long day's march. Surely you would like some entertainment before we set up camp, eh?
Huzzah!
Lucky for you, I know just the thing. We've got some top-notch, world-class dolls who would love to dance with us. Now, where are those dolls? Hiding, eh? We'll find them.
Oh, no.
Captain of the Mouse Guard.
Aye, Your Majesty.
Go and find the dolls.
Aye, Your Majesty. Company, seek and fetch the dolls.
Found one.
Get off of me. Back off, stinky mouse.
Oh no, here comes a mouse soldier. Marie, what are you doing?
I'm going to get him to chase me. You stay here out of sight.
Hey, Mousie, this way. Aha! I'll get you.
You're gonna have to be faster than that, little mouse.
Company, assist!
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's a lot of mice.
Take her to the king.
What's this? A human girl? And who gave you the right to be small, eh? What do you think you're doing? Answer me!
You don't frighten me, Mouse King. You're just a stinky little mouse.
How dare you! How would you like to have your legs nibbled off, human? My army will be thrilled to have a little snack.
This is my room. Those are my dolls. And you have no right to be here or to make them dance with you.
And what exactly do you plan to do to stop me, eh?
I've got a nutcracker.
What's that you say?
I've got a nutcracker. the fiercest soldier in all the land. Any moment now, he'll wake up and come defeat you.
Do you hear that, my mouse soldiers? This human is going to defeat us with a nutcracker. Oh, my dear. It's been a long time since I've laughed so hard.
Laugh now, buddy, but he's going to defeat you, just like in the ballet.
And where is this nutcracker?
He's right up. He was right up there on my desk. Where is...
Is this your nutcracker?
What are you doing, nutcracker? Why are you standing with the mice soldiers? Wait, are you... on their side? What? This isn't right. This isn't like the story.
Your nutcracker doesn't want his legs nibbled off any more than your silly dolls do. He's with us.
Nutcracker, how could you do this?
Sorry.
I guess it's up to me to get us all out of this.
Enough distractions. Time for the dolls to dance with us mice.
No!
If the dolls won't dance, I will order my army to nibble their legs off!
Ah! Wait a second. I think I may know a way to get us out of this. Zaza!
How?
See my dance trophy under the bed? Is it like you? I mean, can it walk and talk? Is it, you know, real?
Oh, no. Your dance trophy is not like us dolls. It's just a statue of a ballerina.
A metal statue. And metal is harder than mice teeth.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Follow my lead. Your Majesty, wouldn't you rather dance with the most beautiful of all dolls?
Ha! Of course! The king always dances with the most beautiful doll. I'll dance with Zaza.
But Zaza isn't the most beautiful.
I say she is!
But there's a doll you've never found, so you don't know how beautiful she is. And graceful. And shiny.
Where? Where is this doll?
There. Under the bed, behind that fire truck.
Captain, bring me that doll this instant.
Company! Assist!
Ah, yes. I see. She's a shiny golden ballerina doll. Dance with me, doll. Now. Didn't you hear me? Dance with me or I'll nibble your legs off. I'm absolutely filled with rage. You dance with me this instant.
Looks like you'll have to nibble her legs off.
And I very well shall. Let this be a lesson to you dolls. When you disobey the Mouse King, you get what's coming to you. Now I'm going to bare my teeth and take a bite out of this golden, shiny ballerina doll. Ah! Ouch! Oh! Oh! Ow! Oh! Oh no! Ouch! Oh! Oh! Ouch! Ow! Oh! Oh! Oh no! Ouch! My teeth! I've broken my mouse teeth!
Quick! Zaza, now's our chance. Dolls, let's use the fire truck to drive the mice away.
Great idea, Marie.
Run away, mice! Run away! Ouch, my teeth!
We did it! Marie, you did it. You helped
us defeat the Mouse King. We're safe now because of you.
I'm so glad I could help. We all worked together to drive those dreadful mice away.
I don't think we'll be having any more problems from those mice, but just in case, let's move the ballerina trophy to the spot the mice used to sneak in.
That will make them afraid to come back. Perfect! I'm sorry that I left you here all alone, under my bed. I didn't know about the Mouse King.
Well, there is something you can do to make it up to us, Marie.
Anything.
Give us to your sisters to play with.
Of course. They'll love playing with you all. And I hope it's okay if I join in occasionally.
We were hoping you would.
Oh, but how will I be able to do that if I'm this small? I forgot I shrunk. And I still have to get my parents' help to get back to my usual size.
Hello?
You. It's the Nutcracker. You didn't help us. You joined the mice. How could you?
I was afraid.
What are you still doing here? We don't want to see you ever again, you dreadful wooden, nut-crunching, hat-wearing, mouse-fearing fool.
Nutcracker, I understand that sometimes things are scary, but you have a responsibility to help others, especially if you're part of a team. I guess I should take my own advice.
What do you mean?
I was thinking about quitting ballet because I got assigned a part I didn't want. But if I quit, I'll be letting my teacher and my whole class down. It might not be the part I want, but I know I can dance Clara if I work hard. Then, maybe one day, I'll get to dance the part I really want. The Nutcracker Prince.
Keep working hard and believing in yourself, and you can do anything. You saved us, after all.
What's this? Nutcracker, are you giving me your sword?
You are as strong and worthy as any Nutcracker Prince ever could be.
Thank you. Thank you all. Whoa. You're all shrinking. Zaza! Nutcracker! Dolls! You're all getting smaller! Or, wait! I'm getting bigger! I'm growing back to my usual size! Thank you for everything, Zaza! I'm back to my usual self! Everything looks like it did when I first came into my room! Except, it's morning now. That's weird. I wasn't small that long. Zaza! Dolls! They don't seem to hear me. And they're not moving. Maybe they could only speak to me when I was their size. I promise not to leave you under the bed anymore, dolls. Where's the Nutcracker? Whoa. I still have his sword. It grew when I did. It's a big wooden sword like the Nutcracker Prince carries in the ballet. But where is the Nutcracker? He's not under the bed, or on the desk, or anywhere. Okay, all the stuff that happened last night was definitely weird, but it was also so cool. I'm gonna go tell Mom and Dad.
Oh no, it's Marie.
Don't worry, Marie. We won't try and make you play dolls.
What? Oh, I'm so sorry for how I acted last night. I really do like playing dolls with you both. And I have something for you. I found my favorite dolls under my bed. They said they want you to be able to play with them.
They said?
Yeah. I mean, I could just tell it's what they want. No doll should be cooped up under a bed where a mouse can nibble her legs off.
What?
Nothing. Here you go.
Ooh. Ooh, this one's cool.
Oh, I like this one's hair.
Thank you, Marie.
Good morning, Marie.
Mom, can I talk to you and Dad?
Of course. Come into the kitchen. You should have some breakfast. You must be starving. You didn't have dinner last night.
Morning, kiddo.
Mom, Dad, something crazy happened last night.
Oh, yeah?
But first, I want to apologize for how I acted. I was upset, but I shouldn't have taken it out on you. The nutcracker you got me is great. Thank you.
Well, he's still right here.
Oh, this nutcracker is wearing a red uniform, and he has a white beard and hair.
Yep.
That's funny. The one in my room had a blue and silver uniform and black hair.
What do you mean, the one in your room?
Didn't you get me too?
Nope. Honey, do you feel okay?
Last night, this crazy thing happened. I shrunk down and was the size of a doll, and I found Zaza. Remember her?
Of course, but...
And this mouse was there. He was the king, and he made the dolls dance with him, or he was gonna nibble their legs off.
What?
Yeah, and the nutcracker didn't help. But then, in the end, he was just afraid he would get his legs nibbled off, and he gave me his sword after I outsmarted the mice.
That does sound like a wild dream.
Sounds like you've been thinking a lot about the nutcracker.
But it really did happen!
Honey, please, eat some breakfast. Now, did you mean what you said last night? Are you quitting ballet?
I thought about it, and I realized I can't let Madame Gabrielle or the other students down. Clara's not so bad. Maybe if I do my best... I can show Madame Gabrielle that I can be the Nutcracker Prince next year.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, we want you to do activities you enjoy doing, so as long as it's still fun for you.
It is, Mom. Thanks.
Okay, well, finish up your breakfast and change, and we'll head to your first rehearsal.
Maybe you should tell the other dancers about your dream.
Maybe. I know it wasn't a dream. I have the sword. That proves it was real.
Let's get a move on. We don't want to be late.
Okay, Mom.
Marie, I'm glad to see you. Would you and your mother please join me in my office for a moment?
Of course, Madame Gabrielle. What do you think she wants to talk to us about, Mom?
I'm not sure, hon. Let's go in and find out.
Ah, thank you, Marie. Marcus and his mother are here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
This is a unique situation. One I have not found myself in before. Marie, Marcus was inspired by your bravery yesterday. When you told the class you would like to dance the Nutcracker Prince, Marcus felt he could tell me that he also would like a different role.
Oh?
Indeed. Marcus would like to dance Clara. And unless you have changed your mind, Marie, you would like to dance the Nutcracker Prince?
Yes, very much.
Well then... That is what you shall do. Marcus and Marie will swap roles. Marie, you will dance the Nutcracker Prince. Marcus, you will dance Clara.
Yay!
Awesome!
Well then, that is settled. It is time for rehearsal to begin. You will both have to work very hard.
Yes, Madame Gabrielle.
Thank you, Madame Gabrielle.
Mom, I can't believe it.
Marie, this is so exciting.
I'm going to dance the Nutcracker Prince.
Then you'll need this.
Mom, this is the wooden sword from last night. The Nutcracker gave it to me.
Well, now you'll have the perfect accessory to dance the Nutcracker Prince. I'm proud of you, Marie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Marie, time to warm up for rehearsal.
Coming!
That was Marie, the Nutcracker Prince by Tessa Flannery, starring Kristen Dawn Dumas, Tessa Flannery, and Dennis Pacheco. Produced by Chad Chennai, executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you.
Yo, yo, yo! Looking for a new story podcast for your kids to listen to? Check out Stoop Kid Stories. Original stories written and narrated by me, Melly. Each episode follows the lives of 7 young kids as they go on adventures and face different obstacles dealing with their friends, family, and their community. It's a great opportunity to spark conversations with your young ones and entertaining for the entire family. Find Stoop Kid Stories wherever you listen to your favorite podcast and follow along on social media at Stoop Kid Stories. See you on the stoop!
It's honest, it's love.